Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of like local cycling news, culture, tips, product reviews, and discussions about our love for bike. The Cycling Matters Podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. In our first episode, we introduce ourselves, then we talk to Ciclo about the market for homegrown cycling apparel. We'll ask Chaz and Jangan about the history of their company, the unique quirks of designing and marketing to the Filipino cyclist, the challenges of growing a local brand, and what we can hope to expect from the homegrown cycling apparel industry in the future. Subscribe to the Cycling Matters Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. We release new episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform before you make your way home from work, bring Junior to school, or wherever you're going in any day. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. You can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Make sure to subscribe and follow us so you can catch our latest updates on your chosen platforms. All right. Welcome to our second episode. Wow, we're here now.
Wait, it's a pilot episode.
The first episode. Oh, nga. Yes, so if you haven't seen our pilot episode, we briefly introduced Cycling Matters. Check it out if you want to know why we're here. But today we want to introduce ourselves. So. You want to go ahead?
Okay. Yes, sure. Hi. I'm King, and I am a cyclist.
Whoa.
Hello, King. I'm King. Inisip ko ako cycling enthusiast. Mm-hmm. I ride a road bike ever since, road bike. I also bike commute. I'm also an indoor cycling coach. It's my part-time job. Right now, wala pa akong full-time job. Please hire me. Okay, so I paano nag-start ang cycling? Well, may bike sa bahay na hindi nagagalaw, and then
MTB. This is like a childhood bike, ganun.
Hindi eh, bike ng tatay ko.
Oh wow, okay.
And then like hindi ito nagagamit, so parang tinry ko, so nag-enjoy ako. Taga Antipolo pa ako dati, so I wanted to climb papuntang Boso-Boso area. Nice. And then okay, ang saya nito, pero at the same time nakakapagod. Namamatay ako. So after nun, bilhin ako ng road bike, tapos yun na, nag-road bike na ako until today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yun. One fun question we have for this is that how often do you wash your water bottle?
Actually, meron tayong video nun.
We do have a video on how you can clean your water bottles. Supposedly, you're supposed to clean them regularly, but how regularly do you clean yours?
Well, now, I clean it once a week or once in every 2 weeks. I'm so sorry.
Sana all.
Kasi parang hindi na ako naglalagay ng mga soda or energy drink. Right. Puro water na lang talaga.
Mm-hmm.
So I just clean it from time to time. We're not every after a ride.
Okay.
Sorry. How about you, Jan?
How about me? Okay. Hi, I'm Jan Daniel Belmonte. I'm a graphic designer, product designer. And I'm also a teacher. Yeah. How did I get into cycling? I started biking when I was 6 years old. My parents bought me, of course, yung BMX pa, diba? When you first get a bike, you're like, wow, what is this thing that was trainer wheels and everything. But I stopped bicycling when I was in high school because my bike got stolen. And then in 2017, I got really pissed with traffic. I was a driver pa then, and sabi ko, okay, I'll buy a mountain bike and just try it out. Went out there on the road and started commuting to work, to meetings, kanyan, until I got so into it that I found a cycling team of really strong.
Yes.
I remember seeing you on your post on Ateneo Trade selling the jersey.
Yes.
And
of Team Loyola.
And I was like, wow, these guys look really strong. So I joined the cycling team, and then we would ride to Antipolo, Rizal, different places every weekend. And that strength that I parang developed over the weekends became beneficial to my commute every day. I'm mainly a road cyclist. I did enjoy mountain biking for a while, but the road bike is lighter, so it's more fun. But we love all kinds of bikes and bicyclists. And how often do I wash my water bottle? I wash it as whenever I see, I deem necessary.
Oh my god!
Yun nga. It's a sin, I guess. Well, yun nga, pag water kasi, usually, I don't really do a lot of preparation with my bike. Like, nililinis ko lang siya pag sobrang dumi ng chain ko, ganyan. Or like, if I come from a rainy ride, so wash ng bike. Ganyan. Pag nagwash ako ng bike, dun ko iwa-wash yung bottle ko.
What?
Oo, kasi parang sabay-sabay na lahat. Ganyan. But otherwise, I just, when I go to work on my bike, I just grab my bike and go. I don't really think
about
it.
Do you use a degreaser to clean your bike? Your bottle?
My bottle? No.
Degreaser.
I just use yung dishwashing liquid. Okay. You should watch that video. Yeah. But otherwise, yun, if I drank naman mga Gatorade or any sports drink, yun, I really have to wash it kasi bumaba ako siya. So yun,
okay, so anyway, so that's us, pero sino naman yung CM or Cycling Matters?
Cycling Matters. So really, we're trying to push for our advocacy, you know, the cycling advocacy, but not only the cycling as a sport, but cycling as a movement, no? Kinds of topics we cover in our website, which we still have, our news, education, culture, and advocacy. So different topics that have to do with cycling, but we want to localize it to in the Philippines. Yeah. No? We've done videos also, right?
Yeah. So yeah, okay. Videos like that. Washing your bottles. So on YouTube and then yung like bike lane challenge.
Right.
So the goal really is to like come up with content about, for example, news. What's happening? Education. What about Cycling Matters? So, you know, worth learning about. No, what about cycling, bike commuting, about the sport, about the culture. Like, we wanna celebrate, we wanna promote the Filipino cycling culture, cycling community. Like, it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, whenever I watch GCN, like, you know, lagi silang nagko-coffee. But in the Philippines, parang iba eh. Parang
bulalo.
Parang bulalo. It's something different. It's not, and it's, for me, it's something nice, you know, to talk about. And also advocacy. And yeah, for example, bike lanes, bike commuting. Ano yung movement na we want to push. So everything's there. Cycling Matters. And nasa iba-iba tayong platforms.
Yeah. So we really want to like celebrate and expose the current culture and situation of cycling, and really to just invite people to have fun with us, no, as in the sport and you know. So the podcast will be mainly about these topics. We want to talk about in-depth discussions on pressing issues like every week we have news about the MRT breaking down or a bridge being closed. Ano pa ba yung mga nangyayari?
Or like may naglalagay sila ng sign ng bike lane sa bike lane. Like, what is that about?
Sinong LGU yun? And then ano pa? We also there's been a directive from our president to clear roads and everything. So there is an intention to sort of ease or alleviate traffic. How does cycling play into that?
Yep.
Also, of course, we also want to talk about cycling as a sport. Especially in the Philippines, no? At least here in Metro Manila, there are very few ways you can really engage in cycling. Of course, you can go to Sierra Madre, different parts of Rizal. Other than that, there's Nuvali.
Yeah.
So maybe trying to show other people how they can engage in the sport. All right.
So I think that's about it. About us, about CM, and about this podcast.
Yeah. So I think mayroong bagay na sinimulan natin kanina hindi magigets ng mga tao.
Yes.
So yung concept na bike.
Yeah. And nakikita to, like yung mga jerseys, nakikita mo siya eh. Sometimes nilalagay ng bike. What is it about?
Yeah. So yung bike is a way to Kaya natutunan ko lang to kay ano eh, kay Brian. Brian is one of our partners at Cycling Matters. And it's really, for me, it's a way to make yourself known, parang make people aware.
Yep.
Yung funny is because bakit bike, like sometimes I shout bike, 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 and then the guy on the motorcycle will reply tricycle, tricycle, tricycle.
Diba? Like, and like nakakatawa, but hindi trike, trike, trike. First time of tricycle, tricycle, tricycle.
Oh,
so
truck, truck, truck.
Oh my god.
But yeah, parang I think it's an easy way to for drivers especially,
yep,
to understand na may dumadaan na bike, as opposed to like if you just say excuse me, parang huh?
Excuse me po. So ano yung, since it's a safety protocol, you know, for bikers at least, na to say, not just to say but to even shout, kasi syempre what if para marinig ka, so how do you say it, like what's the like effective way of saying it?
Ako yung ano eh, wala. I try to modulate. Actually, nung una parang bike, bike, bike. Parang
nagtatanong.
Pa eh. Parang, oh, am I allowed to even shout? Or, di ba, parang, parang tanong. But, minsan, it becomes organic na parang, the car suddenly swerves to your direction.
Yeah.
And you just really shout, bike, bike, bike! Si Hide,
yes,
one of our other Cycling Matters friends, really just shouts, bike, bike, bike!
Yeah.
Ikaw, how do you do it?
Nahihiya ako minsan eh. Pero like, nalakasan ko siya. Kasi yung trick, diba, kailangan parang urgent kay. Kailangan urgent, parang emergency, or parang galit. In a way. Kasi safety yung pinag-uusapan natin eh. And like, kaya pag sinasabi ko, parang ni-make sure ko na ganun siya yung tunog. Para mapansin ako.
Hmm.
Pero sa mga listeners natin na hindi nagbabike, hindi po kami galit most of the time.
Kung nagda-drive po kayo and then marinig nyo kaming sumigaw ng bike, 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 it's just, hey, what's up? We're on your side.
Pero nag-iiba yung, nagiging galit yung facial expression namin, but deep inside, we just want to ride our bikes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And not die?
Yes. Yes. So, para naman, like, how not to say it?
How not to say it? Well, no, don't say it gently. That's one.
like how?
Like, bike, bike, bike. or, ano pa?
Parang ASMR.
ASMR. Bike, bike, bike.
Siyempre, hindi ka maririnig. Or like, pero yung effective din ang kumanta. Kung mag-modulate ka. Bike!
Bike! Pero, eh, actually, hindi naman palaging kailangan na thrice mo siya sabihin. Pwede namang you just shout bike once. It's really up
yes
to you, di ba? As long as you're heard, you get their attention and you don't die, that's what's important.
Yep, agree.
And to me, the cycling matters. That's why we adopt that three-word phrase. It's just, you know, cycling matters is also about getting the attention of the people who aren't necessarily cyclists, no? Drivers, yeah. Yun. We'd love to have you join our conversation. Try to understand each other.
Yes.
Since we're all road users. All right, so is it time to bring in our guests for this episode?
Yes, I think it's time.
And we're back with Ciclo owners Chaz Garcia and Joseph Angan, or Jangan. Chaz is a road cyclist.
Yes.
Also, also part of Team Loyola.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start cycling?
I started in 2013. Well, I've been cycling since I was young, but I only really got into longer distance cycling in 2013. I started doing triathlon.
Oh, triathlon.
Yeah.
Oh, how about you, Jan?
Same. I used to bike as a kid around the neighborhood. Then around 2012, I started biking around Marikina because my friend wanted me to join him in his triathlons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eventually, triathlons. I started doing triathlons and now more long distance cycling.
Yeah.
Cool. So, did you do triathlons together at
yeah,
some point?
Si Drangan actually yung humatak sa akin na magbike
nice
na more.
Yes.
So, we started in UP.
And that was 6 years ago, no?
Yeah, 6 years. Oh, I know. No.
Checks.
It's been a while.
Okay, let's get started.
Okay, so. So after like, you know, getting into cycling, how did you know Ciclo come about, or like, Saan siya sa journey ng cycling niyo?
Yeah. Well, we started Ciclo officially in 2016. Well, when we started cycling kasi parang we'd buy gear and ganyan. Tapos parang we didn't really see options that I like me personally, parang the options that I really liked were really, really expensive, and then parang the other cheap options na medyo sorry like you can get anywhere, parang I didn't super like the mga fake mga jerseys of teams and stuff. So we started like trying to conceptualize doing Ciclo, cause at the time wala pang ibang local brand that did cycling apparel. So yun, parang we started early January conceptualizing January 2016, and then by December 2016 that was when we launched it na. Yun.
Oh, okay. Fun fact, magkakilala na kami ni Chaz before, pero sa different sport.
Yeah, football.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Multi-sport talaga.
Oh.
Were you teammates or di naman?
We did. Sa isang AFL.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Timba. Timba FC. Yeah.
But yeah, isa pang fun fact though. I haven't told you about this. Na, before, so yun din, ni siguro naghahanap ako ng jersey. And then ayoko rin yung mga pro teams.
Yeah.
Kasi parang hindi naman ako team or hindi ko sinusupport yung
team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't feel it. Tsaka ayoko rin yung ibang designs.
Yeah, parang, yeah.
Ayoko masyadong astig yun. So nganap ako, nakita ko yung Ciclo jerseys. I think sa bazaar.
Yeah.
And like, tapos nagulat ako na sa inyo pala yun.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Thanks.
So you were saying na before, it was just you kaya nag-start like local brand.
Yeah, parang there are others na halos sabay lang kami, pero parang yun, I think around that time medyo around that time.
So how did you start designing? What's your design process with your kit? We noticed na parang it's very unique kasi design ano niya.
Yeah. Between kami kasi we split the role, so the designing sa akin yun. With designing, there are two aspects to it. So yung actual print ng jerseys and then the technical design of the apparel. So yung with regards to like the actual design, wala, I just like pretty things. So whatever, if I see things na parang I like the color combos or ganyan, like kami we like going to museums or ganyan, parang I take a picture and then parang I draw inspiration from that. So yung mga colors ng gradients ganyan, usually yun yung dun siya nanggagaling. And then for the technical aspect naman, we really like make the sample, and then we try to pinpoint what we need to change, like the sleeves, should it be shorter, should it be longer, what kind of material should we be using, should the zipper be different, should the pockets be different, should there be a reflective line or something, or parang even yung like with the padding of the bibs, or like with our bibs we put pockets kasi we like na it's hidden from the jersey. Kasi dito, there was a time nung, basta a few years ago, may time na nauso yung medyo nagpipickpocket from the back pockets ng jerseys.
Yeah.
So parang to prevent that, parang we figured a secret pocket under the, would have been convenient.
So it depends on the needs.
Needs. So yun, with the technical aspect, yun, we test it on long rides and short rides, ganyan. And then after that, we make a sample again based on like yung feedback. Ayun, sorry.
So you would Photoshop stuff yourself.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember parang nung una kitang na-meet, akala ko course mate
tayo. Yeah. Kaya ni designer ako. It's from
You know what? I haven't seen this person in my course. It seems like she's from the same course.
Yeah, yun lang.
Which
I
has
just
a lot
picked it up.
About ano, I like, may parang nagandahan talaga ako sa designs.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And I really appreciate the research and development that goes into, you know, design. Like there's a ano yung need parang responsive sa need ng cycling community.
Yeah.
And then like there's a testing. It's not just like okay, we just design and we release it.
Yeah.
Lalo na fit, no? Kasi
Yeah.
Women especially.
Yeah.
I think have a I don't know the experience of women, but
well, with actually yun rin nung una rin when I was looking, parang yun mahirap maghanap ng like sakto talaga sa fit, lalo na me kasi iba yung hindi typical woman body shape yung body type ko, so parang mahirap maghanap ng jerseys that fit well. So yun, parang with women's jerseys we and bibs, it's fit differently eh. Like since usually shorter, so shorter limbs, shorter torsos, and then thinner rin, but we also take into account for like the chest area, so yun nag-iiba rin yung sizing doon. So yun.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so who are Ciclo products for? Like parang I assume you've studied the Filipino cycling. Is there anything unique to the Filipino cyclist, like the taste of Filipino cyclists in terms of cycling wear? You know?
So we call our customers semi-serious cyclists. So these are typically recreational cyclists. Na they bike on the weekends or they join some races around the Philippines, but on the weekdays they like work a 9-to-5 or work in their business. And since right now we still offer jerseys and bib shorts, they're the more technical race wear, so it fits that demographic. And we design our products basically what we wanted before from products that we used to have but they didn't offer. Like, you know, as Chaz talked about, we wanted our products to have to be more practical and carry a lot of things. So we have the secret pockets. We have a lot of pockets, basically, because we want to bring things when we bike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what has been the biggest surprise, like, in terms of like being part of this industry? And understanding Filipino cycling culture since
I
you
think
started?
Mostly like when we started, because it was really the time, like 2013, 2014 was the time that cycling started growing again. I think that's when I noticed there were more cyclists on the road, like going up to Antipolo. When I was younger, because people biking on the road would be bike commuters, not actually like cycling for sport. And then, but I think yung na-surprise ako, since the community started growing, lalo na online, sabay siya. So yung mga Facebook groups for various cycling communities, like that's where I learned, kunyari, how cycling was big. Like what came to a surprise to me was cycling used to be big in the 80s, like during the Marlboro days.
Yeah.
But parang I always hear it. Tapos parang ko, ano ba yun? So nag-research ako. Ayun, parang so it's interesting lang how like it grew and then it died a little bit and then now it's coming back again. And like when you're a cyclist and you really notice everyone on the road, you start noticing people more, you start noticing na parang, baka papuntang taktak to, or papunta tong bugarin or something, diba? Parang yun. And I think it's interesting rin, because when you're a cyclist, you become more mindful of other cyclists. Mm, yes. So yun.
Yeah, like before when I didn't bike, parang I never thought that I would find myself on the road, na it, parang biking up Sumulong and Antipolo, parang delikado yan, mamamatay ka. But now I do it like every weekend, or every other day.
Uh-huh.
It's actually biking is safer than riding a motorcycle, which goes really, really fast.
Yeah.
So I think right now it's about trying to show other people that you can do it.
Yeah. So, and I think that's what helped rin with, kasi may kasama ka eh on the road.
Right,
and that's what makes it safer. Kasi instead na mag-isa ka lang, dami mong kasama, dami mong kakasabay kayo. So it's nice.
Yeah. And cyclists are really helpful.
Yeah.
Sense of community.
Yeah.
Sense of belongingness.
They're always like that, like kung ma-flat ka, oh, okay ka lang.
Yeah.
May tubo ka ba? Diba? Parang it's nice.
I want to talk about the business side of Ciclo.
Yeah.
Ano yung mga challenges na unique sa cycling apparel or like unique sa Filipino cycling? Parang were there issues coming up in the business or like maintaining it?
Yeah.
I think with the product, since we live in a tropical country, we wanted to tailor it to suit the climate. So really? Lightweight material and parang medyo low maintenance. Not like kumare in Europe, merino wool. That way works here. So we try the thinner polyester fabrics. We call it's called Climacool, right?
Yeah,
so it's much better for the weather here. Lalo na if it's bipolar, it rains and it shines.
Rains again.
Yeah. Like now,
July, August.
The at recent
least,
weather.
At least if it rained, your jersey or your bib, it won't feel heavy.
And like I think with regards to that, we get a lot of requests kasi from people to like do pants or do long sleeves or ganyan. But then parang with in terms of production, I guess yun yung challenge for us is like we can't produce a lot and then na hindi ganun karami yung kasi it's still a majority thing eh. So yun.
Sorry, go.
Another on the business side naman. We initially wanted to just sell online na if we can do it without putting up shops. Pero we had a lot of questions about the sizing. Cyclists want to know how it fits them. Especially if it's not aerodynamic, then the sleeves will be flying around. You'll feel slower. So we started by doing meetups.
Just for fitting.
And then after that, we were able to find some bike shops and we put some of our stocks there by consignment. And I think it helped the business a lot because the people were able to see the products themselves and fit them in the bike shops.
What kind of research and development R&D do you do with your kits?
Mostly, so like I mentioned kanina, it's mostly like testing. But we recently, like kanyara, we also went to Taipei Cycle to see the new technology and stuff like that. So I think mostly it's that. It's really, because it's really like finding out the needs of like cyclists. So sometimes, like actually with TL also, that's what we've been doing. I think that was one of our main benefits with Team Loyola is that I can get feedback directly from everyone. And like, I like that everyone, hindi sila nahihiya to give me feedback because we're friends.
Right.
So parang, ayun, that's something that we really value.
And has that helped with like your actual customers?
Kasi mostly naman parang it's pretty much the same what people think. So parang it's ano, okay naman siya.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing sa Taipei Cycle. Now, you'll see a lot of technology there, but we also had to think about okay, what can we bring here to the Philippines that people will like and they'll be able to use?
Mm-hmm.
So we also incorporated that in our research process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was it like during yung cycling sa Taipei?
Okay naman. Well, you really see how big the cycling industry is outside of the Philippines and how ako, the first thing na inisip ko dun, like kanyara, there were baby carriers na binibenta.
Right.
So I was like, hindi yun magagamit sa Pilipinas. But then parang inisip ko, maybe someday, maybe if mag-improve yung infrastructure or whatever. But then that's where you see na the infrastructure kind of hinders the growth of the industry.
Yeah.
So parang, we can't, there are so many products that can't be, like hindi siya necessarily applicable dito kasi hindi pag ganun kalaki yung market or yung
like,
industry.
For example, would be electric bikes na this last March 2019 na version ng Taipei Cycle, everyone was pushing for electric bikes na it could replace cars, electric cargo bikes would replace your cars. Pero you can see that being applied here because the infrastructure is lacking.
Yeah.
Na, okay, why would I spend for a 100,000 peso electric cargo bike when I can have what, 50,000 or 30,000 peso motorcycle with a carrier behind me.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, I think the Philippines has a far way to go before we can get that technology. So, but right now, at least it's the trend is starting.
Yeah. And I think we're getting there a little, like bit by bit. Like people are on the road and that's where it starts now.
Oh, by the way, I think we haven't mentioned that parang Ciclo is our jersey sponsor.
Yeah.
So, yeah, makikita ng nila sa
yeah, if you watch our videos
photos,
on YouTube and our photos, we use Ciclo jerseys. We personally requested now we use Ciclo jerseys kasi talagang comfortable kami wearing it. And
so,
we like that yung partnership with customizing the design.
Mm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, I was gonna ask about that, like customization. You started it like a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So how did that go, or like, so Team Loyola Cycling Matters.
Yeah.
Other teams.
Yeah.
So kumusta yun, like.
We started that last year.
Yeah, like initially, it wasn't part of our business plan, pero we got a lot of requests from people, like they'd message our Facebook page or send emails na if we can make custom apparel for them. We thought about it, we made our process.
Mm-mm.
And then, yeah, we launched it and got several team orders naman
Mm-mm.
through the months.
And I think what's different than with us, kasi most of the other, if you ask for customization elsewhere, usually may minimum. So with ours, walang minimum. So you can make kahit isa lang, okay lang. Yun naman.
Okay, that's so cool. I think a lot of our audiences should, if you have your teams, you can consider,
Yeah.
Team kit with Ciclo. So how do you see the market for local cycling apparel? I mean, mention the constraints, diba? Limitations. How do you see it developing over the next few years?
Actually, it's really, since now, parang actually medyo nagsa-stagnate a little bit yung cycling. Like it grew from, like yun, mga 2013-20.
Yeah.
Tas it medyo now parang the people on the road, like medyo marami na. So it's a little bit, medyo nag
parang plateau.
Yeah, a little bit. I guess it's just slowing down. Pero I think yung what I've been noticing in growth now is commuters. Like yun yung dumadami now. And parang I think these are people who started cycling as a recreational thing and then realized, oh, I can bike to work.
Yeah.
Or oh, I can like go somewhere on my bike and not be stuck in my car. So I think that's another like area of growth for cycling here.
Yeah, like the other good thing about the cycling here is that there's a network effect. Now, if you see your friends biking, you'd want to join them also.
So that
helps grow the whole community for everyone. And when the community grows, now people start buying more bikes, more bike accessories.
They'll also
hopefully buy bike apparel to help them ride more.
It's true. Literally network effect. When you post stories on Instagram about your ride and people just ask you.
Paano mag-bike? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like siguro this past few months, parang 4 or 5 people have asked me. Pero mostly for bike commute sila.
Yeah.
So I tell them that there's a near bike shop to your house. You want to try to practice, you can bike with us within Ateneo or UP or Marikina.
Yeah.
But it's a, sort of a controlled environment before you go out into the open roads.
Yeah.
So you were talking about yung growth ng bike commuters community. So ano yung effect niya sa Ciclo, right? Nag-grow rin ba yung Ciclo with that, need or trend? They're gonna be like a commuter line.
Yeah, we actually considered it before, but we haven't really started working on it. But it was something that we were gonna do down the line, like commuter apparel or even just like a basic shirt with pockets.
Yeah.
Parang
yeah.
Like for me, kasi
me too, I want.
yeah. Parang wala. Like it looks like it's nice if you can wear something that's just casual and not have to wear lycra. Like it's parang if you're just gonna go to work or something, you don't have to wear lycra. Parang yun yung ano. So maybe.
Yeah.
So hopefully soon.
What's next for Ciclo? Maybe you can also invite our audience to check out your
product. So now we're working on our new collection. We're just tweaking a bunch of stuff, like little details on the kits. But hopefully, like around October, it'll be ready. So please check out our stuff on our website, www.ciclo.cc. You can also check us on Facebook and Instagram, Ride Ciclo.
Yes. How can they contact you? They can just message.
Just message on Facebook or the website also. The contact details are there.
Catch our episode next week when we start a long discussion on bike commuting in Metro Manila. We'll talk about what works and what doesn't, our best and worst bike commuting days, our wish list for a bike-friendlier Metro Manila, and why the bike is a solution for many of our transport issues. issues. Subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. Our episodes are the next best thing to riding your bike on a Monday. Just search Cycling Matters in your favorite podcast platform while you're stuck in the dreadful Philippine traffic. Put on some earphones and enjoy the discussion. Maybe if you're still stuck in traffic, you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Cycling Matters podcast. Until then, ride safe, Philippines.